Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shield coming up in 1 minute. There was some wonder if Jason Pierre-Paul and DeSean Jackson would be playing on Sunday. Both are banged up. DeSean had a concussion, but...
And a shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Both players back at practice today. So we're waiting for the team's injury report to see exactly what the level of participation is and everything else. But it seems like if they're practicing on a Thursday, they're playing on Sunday.
This means DeSean's out of concussion protocol if he's practicing.
Right, so he's playing Sunday. And JPP may be limited, but if he's back at practice, he looks like he's playing on Sunday too. So,
the big boys coming to town, man. They want to play.
They do.
When they get the Super Bowl champs, defending champs coming to town, everybody wants to play in that game.
Well, it may be a home game on Sunday, as a lot of Eagles fans are going down to Tampa. I'll be down there, but down there covering the game will be Shiel Kapati of The Athletic. He brought to you by Hauser. If you're selling your house or you're buying a house, Hauser saves you money. It's kind of the new way to do realty. Salaried realtors save you an average of $15,000 with their full-service listing agents. Visit Hauser.com for details. Hauwzer. Hauser. Shiel, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Shiel, I'm starting off with what concerns me the most, brother. All right, I'm looking at this game, this Eagles offense, and I need some convincing that somehow Nick Foles will be able to average more than 3.44 yards per attempt on 34 attempts Sunday. Like, how will they move the ball through the air Sunday, Shiel?
You know what? I'm not usually that breath of fresh air, that voice of positivity, but today I think I will be. I think we're going to get good Nick Foles on Sunday. I mean, we've seen him so many times follow up a bad game with a really good game, and all the elements are there for me for that to be this Sunday. And it's because you look at that Bucs defense, they were terrible last year. Now, I know they bulked up on the defensive line, but their secondary is absolutely decimated. They lose Vernon Hargraves, their best corner for the season. Brent Grimes, it looks like, most likely will be out. And so you're looking at a situation where they could be starting two rookie cornerbacks, one of them who you saw the Saints, Carlton Davis. The Saints just feasted on him last week. And so I think this is really a nice situation, a nice setup for the Eagles offense to get on track Sunday.
Shiel, I actually agree with you, but then the details are how they're going to do that, and you mentioned the corners, which is a good point, but really Doug didn't even try to throw downfield a lot. Everything was right at the line of scrimmage. It was amazing that the yards per attempt that Nick Foles had. But I think a lot of people were expecting more out of Mike Wallace. Now, if Carson Wentz is behind center, maybe the throw to him is a touchdown because he leads him and Wallace outruns the coverage, but Wallace, for the most part, it's been a zero. What gives? Is this him or is this a product of the offense struggling?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, when they signed him, I thought, why wasn't there more interest in this guy around the league? And I thought, he is getting up there. Has he lost his speed? But the NFL tracks everything now. These guys wear these GPS devices. And I was actually just looking at this today where the two deep routes that Mike Wallace ran last week, they were among the 10 fastest routes by any wide receiver in the NFL last week. Now, granted, that's just one number. You got to get open. You got to catch the ball. You got to run a good route, all those things. But that tells me he has not lost his speed totally. So I think last week was a situation where that Falcons cover three, they're built to not get beat over the top. That's kind of their number one rule defensively, and they have very good faster players. Frankly, I thought they looked a lot more athletic defensively than the Eagles did offensively. But again, this is just such a different animal. I think this week the Eagles are going to take a lot more shots downfield. I think you'll absolutely take 2, 3, 4, whatever to Mike Wallace on those go balls down the field. And I really think the middle of the field is going to be wide open also. I think Zach Ertz did not have a good game in week one. I think he'll bounce back in a big way. And Nelson Aguilar, hopefully you can get him the ball where he has some room to work with it or down the field a little bit.
Yeah, I think they got to get a little more creative offensively. I'm not talking about Philly Phillies and Philly Dillies and Philly Specials and all that stuff. They need to find a way to get some of these guys free. I just looked at the offense last week, Shill, and I'm saying nothing here looks complicated to me. These all look like simplified route concepts, and if it's a versus zone and somebody sits down in an open window, okay, Nick can throw it to him 5-10 yards down the field. But I didn't see anything where it's sort of, other than the one deep pass to Mike Wallace, I didn't really see a whole lot that really threatened the Atlanta Falcons, and it surprised me a little bit coming into the game, and I just don't know why Doug had a conservative game plan going into that game. Is he worried about the offensive line, or does he not feel like the receiving core is that dynamic? What do you look at when you look at this receiving core? Are we looking at Devontae Carter again with Nelson and Mike Wallace as your starters?
I think it's the latter of what you said. You know, I think they trust the offensive line. I thought the offensive line played well in that first game against the Falcons. I think he looked at his firepower on the perimeter with those guys against the Falcons secondary, and he thought there's not a lot I can really do here. You know, the Falcons are playing kind of that defense that 5, 6, 7 teams around the NFL are playing. They don't really try to fool you a lot. They kind of line up and play fast and keep everything in front of them. I do think Doug will have some more tricks up his sleeve, whether it's those rub and pick concepts on third down to free guys up. Because you're right, I mean, on a usual week, given the wide receivers you have right now who are healthy, let's be honest, they're just not going to win a fair share of their battles. So you do need to do some special things to get them open. But that's why I think against this Bucs secondary, you know, this is going to be a different story than going up against Atlanta. And I think you definitely will see some more big plays out of the passing game.
Mm-hmm. Shiel and I on the same page. Shiel, I'm looking maybe double-digit win down there. 28-17. Nick looks good.
I'm feeling it, too. I usually don't predict the blowout. I just made my prediction. I got 31-17, I think. I think this Bucs defense is not very good. And I think on the other side of the ball, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick will have those types of games. And I think if the Bucs compete in this game or win this game, it'll be because Mike Evans just goes off. They do have very talented wide receivers. But what I saw from that Eagles defensive line, specifically in the fourth quarter of that Falcons game, I think you're going to see a lot of that on Sunday against a very mediocre Bucs offensive line. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't touched last week. He wasn't sacked. He was pressured 4 times all game, I think. I think it's going to be a different story with Fletcher Cox and those guys getting after him.
Yep.
See, my buddy gets a little excited when somebody agrees with his point of view. He gets excited, not realizing that he's sitting next to someone who knows a little something about the game every day, but he would rather be on the opposite end of the fence with me, which is on the wrong side the majority of the time. He knows this when he goes against me. Yeah. He knows this.
I feel a little uncomfortable being the sunshine here today. That's
you should.
Not my role. So, I'll try to make this a one-time thing.
By the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick, here's all you need to know. He claims he's better right now than any point in his career at 36 years old. You know what's happening this week. He's coming crashing down back to earth. He is, Shiel. All right, Shiel, let me ask you this. First of all, what's the latest on Alshon? When do you expect him back? And how is he? I know he's been practicing, but what exactly does that mean?
I mean, it's a week-to-week thing. I honestly can't tell you. You know, I think there's a good chance Carson Wentz returns in week three. But in terms of Alshon Jeffrey, he's not doing a lot. I mean, I think you're seeing improvement. He's not doing less. He was doing kind of that individual portion of practice where they're just kind of with their positional groups and participating there. So that is more than he was doing in the summer and in training camp, but I don't know that he would be back for that Colts game with Wentz. I think they're really monitoring him on a week-to-week basis, and it certainly could still be 2 or 3 more weeks.
Other injury news, we had seen that Darren Sproles didn't at least start practice. Did he not practice today? What's the other injury stuff that's out there?
Yeah, he wasn't out there, and Shelton Gibson was not out there. So you saw in that game last week, the Saints threw the football a lot to Alvin Kamara. He had a really big game as a receiver. And so I thought, you know, maybe Darren Sproles is obviously not Kamara at this stage of his career, but he's someone you could use in the passing game. But he's got a hamstring issue, and so we'll see if he gets back out there on Friday, whether they're just giving him a rest day. We'll ask Doug Peterson tomorrow. But, yeah, he did not practice, and Shelton Gibson, I think he's got a knee issue, and he also was not out there. But, you know, he only played 4 offensive snaps last week, so that would probably impact you more on special teams.
Right. I guess we'll find out when the Eagles actually put out their injury report later on today. Joe, last thing, and it involves Carson Wentz. Obviously, anytime Doug's speaking, I think a lot of people, including me, are looking forward to hearing you guys ask the questions to Doug and seeing how annoyed he is or how he handles it. But do you guys, I mean, is there any type of meeting of the minds? Do you guys have strategies for who has to go in and more or less to take the bullet and ask him the first question, and then you kind of roll by there? How does it work?
You know what? This is funny. It depends on the media market. First of all, no, there's no meeting of the minds among reporters. That's not,
there's no hand signals or anything,
Sean? No, there's nothing like that. Here, everyone is fighting, I feel like, to get in the tough questions, whereas in some other kind of maybe softer media markets or ones where there's not as much attention on the football team, that might not happen. But, you know, I don't think anyone's done it in a disrespectful way. It's just kind of every week, you know, the fans want to know, everyone wants to know, how's Carson Wentz doing? He's the face of the franchise, and has he made any progress? So, you know, Doug had his got moody a couple times, but he was fine this week and answered the question. So I don't think it's a big deal to anybody.
He keeps, every time they mention reports, he keeps being like, oh, there's reports, huh? I'll have to check on that. What is he talking about? I mean, is he really checking on it, or is he just saying that?
This last one, I think he was just joking around.
Right.
There was the initial report, I think, that got out about Nick Foles starting week one, and at that point, he had not told Carson Wentz yet that he was not going to start. So I think that one legitimately annoyed him and made him angry, but I think this week he was just joking around.
Shiel Kapati from The Athletic is our ace. He joins us every Thursday. Shiel, I'll be down in Tampa. I don't know if I'll see you. I'll be screaming and yelling, but we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is. Shiel. The great Shiel.
Yeah, because I didn't even...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.